Thank you. Thank you for coming, and welcome to our first half 2017 earnings release. As usual, Bufera will walk us through the financial results, and then we will open the floor for Q&A. Without further ado, I give the floor to Bufera.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming. Let me update you for the first half 2017 financial result. I think while the deck will be distributed now. Let me start with the highlights, financial highlights. For the first semester, overall, excluding microloans, total portfolio including trade finance grew by 4% year-on-year. SME mortgage and enterprise banking portfolio grew by 9%, 25%, and 6% respectively. Particularly for two-wheels, for Adira Finance, two-wheels industry for the first 6 months continued to decline 9% year-on-year. Four-wheeler industry was flat. Our new financing grew by 5% year-on-year for Adira Finance. CASA ratio improved to 44.3% overall. We maintain our LFR altogether at still below 90% for the first semester. Particularly for asset quality, we happy to continue to update you that our NPL amount declined 4% year-on-year, stood at 3.8% by the end of June 2017. NPL ratio today at 3.2%, including trade finance portfolio. Trade finance portfolio, if you refer to the published financial statement, it will be recorded under marketable securities, which is also is a loan to us is a loan portfolio. Together with trade finance, our NPL today is 3%. Excluding microloan, our NPL is around 2%. Cost of credit declined 23% year-on-year to 1.7 trillion. Today stood at 2.7%. At the end for the first 6 months 2017. When you look at our special mention as of June, there is the effect of a Lebaran. This year the holiday extremely long. That's in fact our special mention increased quite substantial compared to last quarter, but I think we would like to update you. The ratio has since came back down to pre-Lebaran level by last week. So it's a true seasonality, particularly in the mass market portfolio. Risk-adjusted NIM improved by 140 bps year-on-year to 6.6%. Cost-to-income ratio at 48% today. And net profit after tax increased by 18% year-on-year. ROA 2.4%. ROE 11.8%. Let me go through with you on the details. On the balance sheet highlights, finance loan together with trade finance excluding micro, year-on-year increased by 4%, quarter-to-quarter increased by 2%. Full year for 2017, excluding micro, we expect loan to grow between 6 to 7%. From our initial projection, around 8 to 10%. So we cut our growth, considering first decline in the industry, particularly in the auto industry, which is not in line with our expectations since early of the year. And second thing, also a slowdown in the economy. Total loan portfolio, including trade finance, including microloans, stay at flat. The quarter-to-quarter start to increase 2%. Total funding, flat. This is in line with the loan expectation overall. CASA increased by 4%, quarter-to-quarter 3%. Overall, this is, I think, the total asset flat compared to last year. Next is to update you on the income statement. NPAT year-on-year increased by 18%. Quarter-to-quarter side declined by 6%. Operating income and operating expense PPOP flat compared to last year. Cost of credit declined by 23%. On the non-interest income in our income statement, declined by 14%, impacted largely because of the credit-related. 50% of our credit-related fees driven by auto business, particularly in our two-wheelers business. So this has been impacted because of declining, continued decline, I think, in the last 3 years of the two-wheelers industry. On the key financial ratios, net interest margin first off 9.3% compared to last year improved. Quarter to quarter slightly declined by 20 bps. Cost of credit declined to 2.7% and risk adjusted NIM today at 6.6% compared to last year 5.1%. This has been, I think, managed well for throughout the year since September. The risk adjusted NIM are stable at around 6.6%. Cost to income ratio today 48%. LFR we are at 90%. ROA 2.4, ROE 11.8%. NPL 3.2%. Capital remain high at 21.5%. Next slide is, I think I would like to update you. The impact of micro portfolio. Year on year decline quite substantial, but in terms of, I think, bottom line, micro loan, as we say, we focus a lot on collection starting early of this year, which has been yield very nicely, impacted our cost of credit, particularly in micro loan declined by almost 50%. That bring also the SEMM, particularly the loss in this business, has been improved or reduced. This is how I think we show you profit excluding SEM and without including SEM. Compared to last year, the loss has been improved very much. Thanks to, I think, the restructuring, the effort that we have been done to this business throughout the year. Next one is to update on the LFR, the liquidity. Total LFR today, bank standalone is at 89.6%, consolidated funding. Together with our total funding in Adira Finance, particularly in the structured funding, our LDR stood at 96.1% consolidated. Capital remain high on the next slide. On slide number 8, this is, I think, the detail of business by business growth in the first semester. Today, microloans stood at about around 7% of our total loan. We expect end of this year, microloan will be around 5.5 to 6% of our total loan. Adira Finance 35% of our business. The rest is split between enterprise banking, SME, and consumer banking. Year on year, excluding micro, we increased by 4%, quarter to quarter 2%. Lastly, driven by enterprise 6%, SME 9%, consumer 9%, driven by mortgage product 25% year on year. Adira Finance flat, but our new financing in Adira increased by 5%. Micro declined by 32%. Faster than our expectation, particularly for micro, because of the recovery has been performed very well. The next slide is on the Adira Finance. As I said, the new financing has been improved despite weakness in the two wheels. The first slide will show you the industry two wheels year on year declined by 9%. Our two wheels, the financing year on year outstanding declined by 5%. All total new financing we improved by 5%. Out of total 5% new financing, 35% from two new two-wheelers, 23% from new four-wheelers. The rest come from used vehicle, both two-wheelers and four-wheelers. White Goods financing, which we launched last year in Adira Finance, start to pick up in early of this year. Year-on-year increased by 37%. Another chart is important to update you is on the cost of credit and risk adjusted NIM. Overall, our cost of credit has been improved. Aligned with first, I think we manage well our cost of credit in DSP or microloan. And secondly, our effort also managing asset quality across all line of business in Adira Finance, including COC impacted also because the change of asset mix in our business. NPL year-on-year declined by 4%. Special mention, I think the chart below, by end of June stood at 14.2% compared to first quarter 10.5%. By last week, our special mention back to pre-Lebaran level, so back to back to where we used to, around 10.5%. Luxury different by mass market. Better asset quality also in most sectors compared to industry. This I think we work very hard to make sure that our NPL across all type of industry, including across all businesses, to show continued improvement from quarter to quarter. Cost of credit, as I said, there is a seasonality from quarter to quarter, but for the full year currently, we manage our COC that continue to improve compared to last year. First semester, total 2.7% compared to last year, 3.6%. Restructured loan, I think, gentlemen, restructured loan overall, compared to overall total portfolio, we declined by 4%. Today, 3.4 trillion compared to last year, 3.7%. As a percentage, stood at 2.9%. Last, update you on the non-credit related fee, largely driven by bank assurance, general insurance, and cash management. While credit related year on year show are declining. Today, credit related contribute about 72% of our total fee, impacted because also slowing down in a consumer financing, particularly in the two-wheelers business. With this, I think I would like to hand over to Reza.
Thank you, Bupera.
Yeah, thank you.
We will now open the floor for Q&A. Please raise your hands and then introduce yourself and obviously ask your question.
Thank you. Mulya Chandra from Morgan Stanley. I have two questions. First one is on your net interest margin. I understand that there's a bit of shift in the business model. Yeah. And Danamon is no longer focused on micro going forward. Just want to know what would be the NIM, sustainable NIM over the long term, given the changing portfolio mix. Second is, we just want to check whether the restructuring is still ongoing in the company. Last year there was the restructuring cost booked in fourth quarter. So if possible, is there any estimate that you can guide us for this year on the restructuring cost? Thank you.
Mufera or Shawa?
I think this question was posed by a couple of you just now during the coffee session about DSP. As you can see, 2016, DSP portfolio dropped 30% for two consecutive years. I think year to date, 6 months, we continue along on those trends. So DSP, if we go on like that, then we don't expect that trend to be any different by year end, will no longer be a material part of our business. So going forward, as explained, I think when in the early part of 2016, after we've re-strategized, we jumped in quite rigorously to implement in many parts of the bank transformation initiatives in order to make sure we have sufficient revenue streams, sufficient engines of growth for the future. And you can see this just through the loans growth from the numbers Vera presented you just now, I think it's in one of the slides. If you strip the bank's loan numbers, the DSP numbers away, you see that the loans growth for SMB SMB was 9%. I think the industry isn't growing by 9% in the first half. For enterprise banking, which is a large part, is really commercial banking, we grew by 6%. And for consumer, particularly the mortgage segment, we grew 25%. And again, the mortgage segment in the market isn't growing 25%. It's lower than that, which means we're actually taking market share from the rest. It's still early days, so over time you will see if this trend continues, this sort of percentage terms, and as the base gets bigger, you'll see that the loan portfolio composition is going to change. DSP will become smaller and smaller. It's not because we don't want to do DSP anymore. It's just that the dynamics in the industry, as I explained to you in earlier meetings like this, the dynamics of the industry have transformed. So to answer your question, this is where we're coming from, and we've been very consistent saying this. Now, where did we find the money in second half of 2015 and the entire 2016 to invest in many parts of our businesses, including enhancing the capacity to take on more risk, to enable customers to do, make it easier for customers to do business with us, whether it's over the counter or through the internet or through the mobile channels. All digital analytics and so on and so forth, where do we find the resources to invest? It's through the restructuring. As you've seen for, I think, two straight years, 2015 and 16, we've done probably more than most other banks have on a proportionate basis. Yeah. You can expect that some of that will continue in 2017, but not on the same scale as before. It's not because we cannot continue this trend, but you know, you can't continue to build a business in a sustainable way just by restructuring. Some of the people will be retooled, and we will put them into the new areas of the business. But there are clearly jobs that are disappearing, and we have to, in that sense, let people go. There will be restructuring, but not on the scale that we used to do. But notwithstanding that, you can be very sure that the team here is very focused on maintaining productivity, and you can see that even in the first half, as challenges on wage inflation and other forms of inflation, we kept our cost income ratio flat. I maybe I'll preempt a question. Just now, one individual also asked me about NIM. I think NIM on the gross level, a quarter ago when we did this meeting with you, we did give you, when the question was posed, we did give you an idea that for the rest of the year, NIM is likely to be compressed. Well, it did come down, but surprisingly and thankfully, it is still maintained above 9% for us. So you can see from the slides up on the screen, it came down from 9.4 to 9.2%. Now, considering that our microfinance portfolio is dropping rapidly, I expected the NIM compression to drop much more because this is high margin business that is dropping. But I think the other areas of the business are coming in quite nicely. And even on a risk-adjusted basis, because our COC has dropped, so the risk-adjusted returns have actually become better. If you look at the entire set of ratios, I would suggest that most of the ratios are moving in the right direction.